Oh, yeah, you can begin whenever.
Okay. So what I'm understanding is that on Saturday, May 21st, during our 9 o'clock to 10 o'clock show, we're going to be talking with each other and some other caregivers that we are having in as guests, and hopefully a couple legislators. We've been reaching out, so we're going to keep our fingers crossed, especially since it's an election year, that we'll get some folks to actually come in live. And we'll all be talking about these different issues and responding to these questions about our concerns in the caregiving crusade, right? And then our listeners can be contributing by logging on through this link that they're going to get at our website and responding with their own stories and their own concerns into the chat.
You got it.
Okay. And for also from what I understand, we're going to take all those stories then, right, from our show and from the chat, and we're going to synthesize it, because this is what this woman in Chicago does, is we're going to synthesize it into some real clear highlights of this is what we need as caregivers, and we're going to share that with the people who have power.
Absolutely. That is our goal. And so we would love for all caregivers to attend the virtual hall May 21st at 9 o'clock.
Yeah. And again, the best way to do that, we're just going to keep emphasizing this, is go to our website, empoweredcaregivercommunity.com, register and join us on Saturday, May 21st at 9 o'clock.
That is correct.
And I think it's going to be exciting because we're going to be able to actually have some specific tangible things to tell specific legislators about what needs to happen.
I agree. I know that there has been some talk, and you know, after listening to some of the people at the Wisconsin Board for People with Developmental Disabilities, mm-hmm. it's kind of disheartening to hear the lawmakers say, yeah, I'm a caregiver as well, and then vote stuff down.
Right.
So we need to be that voice, right?
Right.
That's
exactly.
How things change.
Right. And if you're feeling like, well, I don't really understand all this political stuff, that's going to be the feature for many of our May shows, is we're going to be bringing in different people here in the community who have been advocates for the people that have disabilities, for the seniors, and now for the caregivers. And so it'll be a really fun series, I think, for informing people about what can actually be done to help us. One of the things that I read about was in the governor put together a task force asking what do family caregivers need. And one of the things they talked about was providing a tax break for somebody who has to interrupt their professional work and their work outside the home to actually become a family caregiver. That would have been huge for me in the last couple of years, because I was trying to manage all of these roles and I wasn't doing it gracefully. I wasn't a good teacher, I wasn't a good parent, and I wasn't a good caregiver, because there was too much. And what I needed to do was cut back on some of that time in the classroom so that I could be a better teacher, caregiver, and person on the planet.
Yeah, exactly. There's a lot of hats to wear. So the more support that we can get, the better off that we'll be. And you know, this is somewhat new. I feel like we are very grassroots in our effort, bringing attention to the work that caregivers do. And caregiving isn't new, so why is this new? And it's really because the role of caregiver has changed through the years. I mean, it takes on much more administrative time management than it did in the past. And so I think it's important for our legislators to know that, sure, we'll do the work. We love the people that we're doing the work for. We'll do the work, no problem. But we need some support.
Exactly. You said it awesome, Liza.
Woo-hoo! Woo!
You guys, it's been another fun week talking about different things. Please see us next week. And as Lester Holt says, take care of yourself and each other.